Is basketball a better sport today than it was back when you played it? How do you compare?
I thought basketball was a game that required perfection in some of the things that you would do. Today it's become a showplace for strong horses. I don't like all the shenanigans that go with it, but I love to see somebody catch him going down the backside and having a clean shot at the basket. It's a little bit rough for me today.
What is your advice for young athletes in college?
The black lady stopped me one day up in Springfield, Massachusetts. "Mr. Cronin," she says, "have you got a minute?" I said, "Sure." She said, "my son is 16 years old, and all he wanted to do is play basketball." She says, "and I know he's got to go to school, and he's not going to school. What am I going to do about that?" I said, "ma'am, I don't know. I don't know. I had the same problem to some degree with one of the boys that wanted to play football and almost broke his heart when they cut him off the team. I'd empathize with you, but I don't know what to tell you. And if I might tell you, tell him to study, that won't cut it. He's got to be motivated somehow to recognize that playing basketball, the odds of his being successful financially or physically even, are extremely remote."
When you had so much national attention brought to you, New York Times would write about you, Chicago papers, magazines, Life, Saturday Evening Post. Do you recall meeting celebrities, national celebrities, that would either come to a game or you'd have an opportunity to meet them?
Tom Harmon, for one.
Tom Harmon?
Yeah.
Great football player.
Frank Stranahan won the U.S. Open for the amateur title. His dad was the chairman of the board of Champion Spark Plug Company, and he had guys like Johnny Lujack and Roscoe Turner that we'd get to shake hands with, you know, and visit with. The prettiest girl I've ever seen, I guess, is Maureen O'Hara. Oh, God.
And you met her?
Oh, yeah. We used to go through 20th Century Fox Studios every time we went to Los Angeles. On our honeymoon, my wife and I were out in Moab, Utah, and they were making a movie called Western the Women with Robert Taylor. And two girls that were driving the wagons were from Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and my wife knew them. So they said, "come on up on the Mesa tomorrow, and Robert Taylor's going to be in, and you'll get to meet him." Well, we stayed overnight, and the next day we pile our butt in our little Ford, and we go up the hill, and everybody's standing around waiting. Finally, Barbara's friend comes up and she says, "he's on his way and they're landing the airplane now." Robert Taylor came over and he's a little bitty guy. He's busy and rightfully so. That's his work. And this girl said, "and this is Bob Curlin. He's a basketball player and they just did that and so forth." He said, "so what?" So there are good, great people and good pains in the ass.